ladies and gentlemen, start your laptops, or this year, your cell phones. Seems like a lot of people are going to be doing Cyber Monday on their phones. And you can expect big deals. Joining us with a few tips on how you can get the best bang for your cyber buck is the high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you. Happy Cyber Monday.
Yeah, so tell us what deals we can expect to find today.
Well, I've been up for about 45 minutes or an hour right now, and my inbox is overflowing. I'm literally scrolling through it right now. Target, 15% off. Here's Wayfair.com, 80% off. H&M, 30% off. This is the day that they really hope to get consumers to, you know, part with their money from all the Black Friday deals that they did not stand in line for and stand and get. So they're going to be coming throughout the day, most every single major retailer and also the mom and pops. But one little tip is, you know, whatever your favorite website is to shop at, go back throughout the day because they're probably going to add things called flash sales like Amazon does. And so don't take your eyes off the computer. I feel sorry for the companies because they're going to lose a lot of money of work time from their employees today.
Michael, are you familiar with the website or the app called Parabus, which offers you automatic refunds in the event that something you purchase is priced lower?
I am familiar with that, and I tell you, you're going to see more apps let's just say web browser extensions do things like that. They're automated, and they're trying to make your life easier for keeping your eye on the best deals and for returns. I'd recommend several of those things. Terabest is a good one. There's another one called Camel.com, believe it or not, and that works with Amazon. It's an alert for you if you put any URL of any Amazon product that you like. It's automatically going to let you know when the price hits the lowest over the certain period. So keep your eye out for those shopping bots, as we call them.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that people try to, you know, get onto one of those. Parabus is the only one I know of, but I already got an immediate great deal. Amazon is one company that will not give you the difference if they drop a price on something. But what they did, because they apparently delivered something to our house one day late, I wasn't even aware of it. Parabus found that out, and they got me 2 free months of Amazon Prime. So,
customer service is big, too, and I will tell you this. You're going to see a lot of people on Twitter today. For some reason, shipping is late. If for some reason you have issues, you know, the thing to do right now is take it to Twitter. Keep it as, you know, as clean as they can. But these companies now monitor Twitter because they want to keep their customer service reputation as clean as they can. But right now, make sure once everybody gets to work, don't drive while you're looking at those texts and emails. Get those deals throughout the day. Make sure you use that dedicated credit card versus a debit card because it's always best to get back in case there's a dispute.
Seems like everyone wants free shipping. I mean, Amazon Prime has made that standard. So are most sites offering free shipping today?
You know what? So far, I've seen some. I haven't seen all of them. You know, the thing to do, well, Cyber Monday, it's a made-up day created by the National Retail Federation about a decade ago. Free shipping was, a really nice carrot many years ago. I've seen some, but not all of them right now because these companies, though they do want to make sure they make money, they don't want to have a massive loss later. But that's something that you can compare with. I think some companies will match. If for some reason you have questions, do something the old-fashioned way. Send them an email or actually pick up the phone and call customer service. Maybe you can negotiate that.
What are the hot items this year? I think computers. Are we talking phones? Maybe fitness bands. What's really going?
Not so much computers. I mean, laptops and desktops, they're almost, a standard, a staple right now. You've seen those for Black Friday. They're not that big of a deal. I'll tell you what's surprising me in my inbox this morning, a lot of travel deals. I've seen a ton of travel, hotel deals and airline deals. That's really becoming a big one on Cyber Monday. So if you can think ahead, plan your calendar in advance for the next 3 to 6 months, you're going to get great deals on hotel rooms because that's something that's been popping up in my window. Smartphones, don't sleep on those, obviously. It's tough to directly discount Apple iPhone 10s and iPhone 8s and Galaxy smartphone 8s, but look for these stores that are going to give you gift cards if you buy those phones too, because I've seen a lot of deals on those.
So what are your go-to sites today? Where are you going to be shopping?
You know what? I mean, obviously, we're so used to big retailers, BestBuy.com, Target.com, Walmart.com. I was even in Target last night, and the fact is I wanted to wait specifically till today to see if something went on sale. I already saw the entire website is on sale, at least 15%. I believe Old Navy, something around 50%. So good time for clothing, and I just stick with the retailers that I'm very familiar with because I know they have a great return policy where if you buy something online, you can walk it back in the store if you want to return it to. So those are the ones that are a little easy to buy from.
Sometimes I'll try to compare items. I'll go to a website that compares reviews and that sort of thing, figure out which is the best one to buy. But then sometimes I get a little bit suspicious that maybe these review websites are actually put up by some of the retailers and manufacturers themselves. Do you have any suggestions for people in trying to compare the best pieces of gear?
I'm worried about those too. I mean, you never know who is posting those anonymously. Like, I sometimes think as though it's the president of the company, it's the customer service of the company.
Right.
Try to find as many different websites as you can. I mean, you can go on Yelp for reviews that we know for so many restaurants, for example. Google as much as you can. Try to find a lot of different websites too for technology products. I try to do that as much as I can with an unbiased opinion. HightechTexan.com, but I also go to standbys like CNets.com or a few different technical websites. But again, for travel deals, just try to Google them and look for different opinions instead of just one solid website.
What's the one best deal you've seen? If you could say there's one awesome deal out there, what is it?
You know what? It's going to change by probably every 5 minutes this morning. But from this morning when I'm woken up, I was really surprised at the travel deals. I woke up and I saw something from Caesars Entertainment, which has so many different hotels in Vegas and all over the country. Rooms as low as $25. And that's tough to sweat. You know, that's really tough to beat, a $25 deal. So those are so far the good ones, other than your typical blue jeans and scarves and caps, which I have way too many of. And so watch for travel deals. So far, very surprising.
All right, great advice. We know what you'll be doing this morning.
You got it, I will.
Well, and Michael has a lot of other tips. If you go to his website, I'm just looking at it right now. It's hightechtexan.com, and it's a good website. You just enjoy looking at it.